Well, we'll go ahead and call meeting in order. First item on the agenda is the approval of the last meeting. That's council review notes, there's a motion for approval. A motion, is there a second? A motion for approval minutes, all in favor, say aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Next up, we've got old business, what is the topic?
Start off with the 11th Road Washington Avenue Intersection Project. In coordination with the city and NDOT, the letting date has been pushed back from January 14th to February 4th of next year. We are right away. On to page 3, which is the carryover of the Vancouver County Burkett Road, Virginia Street intersection improvement. According to NDOT's website, the project is set for construction to JBI Construction Inc. of Evansville for a low bid of $1,394,870.98. An invoice for the local match has been received and is on the December 9th agenda. Agenda for approval by the commissioner. The agreement for the driving project for Motorsburg to Kansas Road. The project is under construction and is now 68% complete. The Maryland Street Bridge over Pigeon Street. The contract for construction was awarded to Dye Brothers on November 18th. The construction inspection contract is being prepared. Construction is expected to begin February or March of next year. For the Heckler Road widening project, we bring the road to Oak Hill Road. Draft plans have been prepared and the construction is working on defining the right-of-way limits for the project. For the Green and Road project from Kansas to Winston and Harmony Road, the preliminary field check meeting was held November 5th. Design work and the environmental study continues. Page 6 for the city code, so KYC, we have Kentucky 351, the Ryan Road. The project was let for construction on November 21st to project construction for a bid of $1,810,756.55. Those are all the updates I have. Any questions or discussion about any of the others or those projects?
The other one is US 41 Bridge project, bring back the resource traffic.
Okay.
All traffic will be running on the eastbound lanes, and that's the plan for my day. So,
Council, do you have an approval about any?
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next up, under new business, we've got some minutes.
Okay. The next was requested by the NPO, revision to the UPWP program for fiscal 15 to add a safety education and public outreach program. Total cost of this planning item is $18,000, and that will be 100% federal funded with HFIT program funds. We have then several requests from NDOT, bridge maintenance and repair at various locations. They're eliminating the need of associated desk numbers with the exception of one that might be desk number 138251, increasing PD funding and decreasing construction funding. As you see there, this is the 80-20 STP program that NDOT matched. Request also from NDOT for traffic signal modernization at various locations on State Road 62 in Pleasant County and State Road 66 in Wilbur County. Out project for construction fiscal 2015. Construction costs $410,000. Also, the one person project with STP funds. And the last one coming down is roads and pavement parking refurbishment at various locations on State Road 61, 161, 62, 66, and I 59 in Warwick and Bangor County. Out project for construction fiscal 2015 as well. You can see that project costs $200,000. Any questions on those? That's actually the purchase cost of the implant. Not with their, purchase with the physical thing and the materials, but the installation and understanding.
Any other questions? Okay, now is there a motion to approve the amendments? All in favor of approval, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Except we've got Craig with the administrative modifications.
Yep, these are for your information. We went with a motion on them. They did talk with multiple minor administrative modifications to the TIP in November on the 2011. You can see there. We revised the UPWP program to add additional elements to the payment management process. They added $5,200 in 100% safety funding to include a new bird account signed inventory and the data collection effort. On Colbert Avenue, the road diet conversion from three lane and sidewalk improvements from 41 to 164. Revised the PE schedule to improve funding in fiscal year 16. That's $300,000 there in fiscal 15. Second Street intersection safety improvement from Washington Avenue, Jefferson Avenue, and Paris Street intersection. Revised right-of-way scheduling from fiscal 15 to illustrative. Right-of-way cost $250,000. Lincoln Avenue, road widening project from Bellsman Road. Revised right-of-way schedules for collect funding in fiscal 15 and 16, as well as revised construction schedule to reflect illustrative construction. Right-of-way cost $880,000 in 2015, $784,000 in 2016, and that is also a 80-20 STP and local match for North County. Food items for the Food County Cyber Fest, revised construction estimate and funding split, construction total $761,437, and that's 100% funded with federal safety improvement program funds. Town of Newburgh, Village Ontario, multi-use trail project from Yorkshire Drive to Old State Road 662 West, revised PE schedule to reflect funding
$56,780 in fiscal 15, and revised construction budget in fiscal 2016. The revised figure there, $877,589. That's transportation enhancements or transportation alternatives project. Sure, you guys little Manor County signed assessments, revised PE to cover supplemental costs in fiscal 15, and that is at, we have $11,000 of PE costs in fiscal 15 to that project.
It's very interesting. Do you have any questions about any of those modifications? Next item on your agenda is 2016 meeting schedule, and that schedule was included in your package for today's meeting.
Can I make a comment about the schedule? January, we will probably not have a meeting because it's January 1st, so we're canceling it due to the holiday, but we do have the following Wednesday as a tentative. If we have anything that needs to be approved, that can't just be approved through the email.
Just send out notification and obvious requirement. Okay, next up on the agenda is public comments. Anybody have any comments this morning? Is there a motion to adjourn?
So,
okay. Any questions? Don't spread by for a
I'm going to go to the next one. I'm going to go to the next one.